Well, ahead of the presidential election campaign ramping up this autumn, now is when the fundraising begins. Our reporter Ethna Dodd has been looking back at campaigns to see how previous hopefuls spent their money and what it makes it so expensive to run for the Oireachtas.
Candidates will be here in studio to debate their records, their plans and their visions for the presidency.
Running for Oireachtas on Uachtaráin is an expensive and often punishing experience that requires candidates to put their personality centre stage.
Erskine Childers, Dev, Brian Lenehan, Aidy Roach, Mary Robinson and indeed Leon O'Reilly, Michael D. None of them have the party's name in them.
Alan Kinsella has been collecting Irish election literature since he was 12 years old.
Mary McAleese is the only person to have won a presidential election using the party logo. And actually she was a candidate for Fianna Fáil and the Progressive Democrats.
Leaflets have always been used in Irish presidential campaigns to spread the candidate's message. But nowadays, presidential hopefuls also have merch.
Here's a Sean Gallagher for an independent president, let's put our strengths to work t-shirt. And here's a Mary Robinson jumper. That's quite a collector's item. A more modern thing that you see, you'll have tote bags. And then, of course, badges.
A presidential debate which took place on RTE Radio 1 today. It was the first time all six candidates have participated.
It costs a lot of money to run a presidential campaign in Ireland, with strict rules in place around how candidates can fundraise. As political scientist Liz Carolyn explains.
The ability to accept donations in Ireland is quite limited. If we look back to 2018, there was €1.3 million spent on the election. But the number of declared donations was actually quite low. So, you know, anything above 600, you have to declare. So there's about €75,000, or only about 5% of the money that was spent was disclosed in terms of where that money came from. So it does appear that a lot of the funding behind political campaigns, it must be either coming from parties' own funds that they've been raising, an individual's own funds, or some of these small donations or some combination of all three.
In all presidential, general and European elections, candidates are entitled to a reimbursement from the state if they exceed one quarter of the quota. For presidential elections, the quota is 50% plus one. So in order for a presidential candidate to be reimbursed, they must get at least 12.5% of the votes. In the last presidential election, just two of the six candidates met that threshold. Joan Freeman was one of the four independent candidates who did not get their deposit back.
Would you run for political office of any description again?
No.
If we look at some of the potentially reticence for some of the bigger parties to put a candidate into this race, it could be that they're looking back to that experience and saying, this could easily cost us €500,000 if we're not as popular as the polls potentially show us. It's not just embarrassing, it could be hugely costly as well.
While the most any one candidate for the Irish presidency can spend on their election campaign is €750,000, the state will not reimburse a candidate past €750,000. In 2018, the biggest spender was the incumbent, Michael D. Higgins.
My name is Conor Power and I was lucky enough to be the election agent for President Higgins in the last presidential election. One has to spend money to reach people. That's just a necessity of modern communications. Certain spends in a campaign are preordained. I mean, one needs posters and posters are always very expensive. One needs media advertising and that's expensive. And nowadays there's the addition, for example, of social media and that tends to be very expensive as well. It might be more targeted, but you pay for that. Getting the balance right then is very important. But President Higgins as candidate was an extremely popular president at the time and was an incumbent running for election. So fundraising was not the most difficult in the sense that people were willing to contribute to the candidate and to his re-election campaign. We had a lot of merchandising, again, based on the popularity of President Higgins at the time. And we raised money that way. That really helped both get his message out there and also then helped publicise the campaign.
As he has reached the quota, I hereby declare Michael D. Higgins elected to the office of President of Ireland.
Of course, not every candidate goes on to become president. Richard Moore was part of Sean Gallagher's 2011 presidential campaign team and Gavin Duffy's bid for the Oireachtas in 2018.
But if you're running as an independent candidate, you have to start from scratch. If you're a political party, you've already got the backroom people. You have a whole support staff. You might hire in a few extra people, but generally speaking, you already have your support staff. If you run as an independent, in a short period of time, you have to build up an office and you have to get your communications people, your advertising people, your campaign manager, your diary people, you wouldn't see 15 people and 20 people on the payroll in a very short time. My recollection that 11 and 18, there wasn't that much spending online.
A notable difference between presidential campaigns and other Irish elections is posters. In the last campaign, just two candidates chose to use posters. In the 2011 race for the Oras, Sean Gallagher was the only candidate who chose not to use posters.
The fact that he didn't use posters and everyone else was using posters, he used that as a kind of a virtue. That was probably the cleverest marketing tool. I think I still come back to it's going to be won and lost on TV, to a lesser extent radio. That's where I think the resources would need to be put into, in terms of, well, maybe candidate training and that kind of stuff. Ultimately, it's always going to be won and lost on TV.
Ethna Dodd reporting there, 6 minutes to 9.